Unit 6 Evaluation in Economics. Meaning and significance of evaluation in economics. In education. The concept of evaluation in education implies a checking or assessment of what goes on in the educational institution for the many-sided development of the student. This is done so that actual facts of a situation may be ascertained and remedial action taken where necessary. Since a detailed analysis helps to isolate the factors which may contribute to the malfunctioning of the old educational system, evaluation can perform a vital diagnostic role by suggesting corrective action at every stage of preparation instead of having the system with all its errors proceed blinding to its final end. Evaluation used specifically for this purpose of correcting an ongoing process rather than only for final product assessment is one of the most important contributions of systems thinking to programs in education. Formatting or continuous evaluation are providing feedback which enable adjustment of the program to meet intermediate objectives, results in the better change for the program to achieve its final objectives. Economics is not merely concerned with imparting information of economics issues to the students, but is also concerned with the development of several attitudes, skills and values needed in life to become a useful member of a democratic society. Evaluation, therefore, assumes great importance in economics. The following conditions throw a lot of light on the various dimensions of evaluation and their significance. According to Wiles, Wiles, evaluation is a process of making judgments that are to be used as a basis for planning. It consists of establishing goals, collecting evidence concerning growth or lack of growth toward goals, making judgment about the evidence, and receiving procedures and goals in the light of the judgments. It is a procedure for improving the product, the process, and even the goals themselves. Chester T. McNernally, NERNLY, observes the purpose of any program of evaluation is to discover the needs of the individual being evaluated and then to design learning experiences that will solve these needs. Evaluation is an important and delicate process, not only from the standpoints of determining the needs and growth or programs of individual, but also from the standpoint of what it does to the individual being evaluated. An evaluation cannot adequately be made by using a single checklist, an isolated In isolated anecdotal record are a battery of examinations. Each complete evaluation will required with the use of many techniques. Thomas H. Briggs, BRIGGS, and Joseph Justman write that evaluation is a process by which the value of an enterprise and scrutinized. Sean and McSwain, SWAIN, conceive evaluation as a process of inquiry based upon criteria cooperatively prepared and concerned with the study, interpretation, and guidance of social desirable changes in the developmental behavior of children. It is a process within the child as a result of which the response to the psychological interpretation he makes of his school community environment. One of the best definitions of evaluation is given by the Clara M. Brown. Evaluation is initially in the near-ending cycle of formulating goals, measuring process towards them, and determining the new goals which may emerge as a result of new warnings. Evaluation involves measurement, which means objective, quantitative evidence, but it is broader than measurement and implies that consideration have been given to certain values, standards, and that interpretations of the evidence has been made in the light of the particular situation. Purpose of evaluation. Overall purposes of evaluation are as under. First, evaluation appraises the status of the and changes in pupil behavior. Second, evaluation discloses pupils' needs and possibilities. Third, evaluation aids pupil-teacher planning. Fourth, evaluation expands the concept of worthwhile goals beyond pure achievement. Fifth, environment evaluation serves as means of improving school community relation. Six, evaluation familiarized the teacher with the nature of pupil learning, development, and progress. Seven, evaluation relates measurement to the goals of the instructional program. Eight, evaluation facilitated the selection and improvement of measuring instruments. 9. Evaluation appraises the teacher's competence. 10. Evaluation appraises the supervisor's competence. 11. Evaluation serves as method of self-improvement. 12. Evaluation serves as a guiding principle for the selection of supervisory techniques. 4 aspects of educational evaluation. Semically, the concept of educational evaluation may be presented by showing the relationship among objectives, content or subject matter, learning activities, and evaluating procedures or testing. The interrelationship of these 4 aspects of evaluation clearly indicates that the process of evaluation is a continuous and one involves continual appraisal of objective of the teaching learning process and of the testing procedure used by the classroom teacher. In four aspects, first, contents, curriculum, syllabus, courses, textbooks. Second, learning activities, methods, experiments, discussion, questions, demonstrations, etc. Third, objectives, well-defined purposes of education. Fourth, evaluative procedures, oral test, written test, observation, other test. Mechanism of evaluation. Evaluation procedure. Mechanism of evaluation in the overall system of education may also be explained as under. First, formulate objectives, analyze learning tasks, designing learning system. Second, develop tests, implement and evaluate output. Third, modifying, change, improve. Total scheme of evaluation. Evaluation has to be very comprehensive in the system of education, which aims at the many-sided development of the personality of a child. Total scheme of evaluation. First, evaluation of physical development. Second, evaluation of character and personality. Third, evaluation of scholastic achievement. Fourth, evaluation of social development. In evaluation of socialistic achievement, first, academic achievement, second, achievement in skills. Academic achievements. First, written test, oral test, practical test, daily work. In written test, first, essay test, second, new type or objective type. In new type or objective types, first, recognition type, and second, recall types. In recognition type, first, alternative, second, multipurpose, third, matching, fourth, classification. In recall type, first, simple recall, second, completion. Flow chart of evaluation. Formulate objectives, to analyze learning tasks, to design learning system, to implement and evaluate output, to modify, change, improve. Develop test, to implement and evaluate output. Steps involved in evaluation. Following steps are involved in evaluation. First, identifying and defining general objectives. Second, identifying and defining specific objectives. Third, selecting teaching points. Fourth, planning and implementing of suitable learning programs and activities. Fifth, appraisal and assessing the achievements. Sixth, using the result as feedback. Modern evaluating techniques. Fairly exhausting techniques has been have been designed by educationists to evaluate the various aspects of the child's growth. Following are the commonly used techniques. First, achievement tests. Second, aptitude tests. Third, intelligence tests. Fourth, personality tests. Fifth, test of attitude and behavior. Six, rating scales. Seven, questionnaires and checklists. Eight, interview. Nine, anecdotal records. 10, autobiographical methods. 11, pupils' diary. 12, case history. 13, sociometric techniques. 14, projective techniques. 15, hierarchy of instructional objectives and mental processes or abilities in evaluation of various subjects. HIERARCHY. Knowledge domain. Objective. First, knowledge. Mental process or ability. First, recall. Second, recognize. Objective. Comprehension. Mental process of ability. First, see relationship. Second, cite example. Third, discriminate. Fourth, classify. Fifth, interest. Sixth, verify. Seven, recognize. Objective, application. Mental process or ability. Reason, formulate. Third, establish. Fourth, infer. Fifth, predict. Objectives, analysis. Mental process or ability. First, analyze. Second, identify. Objective, synthesis. Mental process or ability. First, combine. Second, discuss. Objective, evaluate. Mental process or ability. Judge. First, second, define, identify. Formatting and summative evaluation. SUMMATIVE. Evaluation of economics is classified into the following two categories on the basis of their roles. First, formatting evaluation. Second, summative evaluation. Formatting evaluation. Formatting evaluation is described as evaluation used for the ongoing improvement of a process. It is designed to change the effectiveness of the teaching learning process. It aims at discovering the strength and weakness of the students in various subjects so that remedial steps may be taken by the teacher to remove their deficiencies. It is not done for pass or fail purpose. Formative evaluation may be done during the course of a daily teaching lesson. Formatting evaluation is done by informal, periodical teacher conducts classroom tests. Teacher technique, the same subject and same students conduct the formative evaluation. School promotional examination and public examination are tests conducted by external agencies fall under the category of summative evaluation. SUMMATIVE evaluation, summative evaluation. The summative evaluation level of evaluation is described as evaluation of finished products which have been refined by the use of formatting evaluation. Summative evaluation is concerned with making final judgment about the progress of students. Formatting evaluation is a means, and summative evaluation is an end. Most of the criticism relating to evaluation is with regard to its summative nature and summative functions. Recent trends in examination and evaluation in economics. First, question paper usually consists for four type of question. First, long essay type. Second, short essay type. Third, very short essay type. And fourth, objective type. Second, roughly the division of marks in percentage is as essay type 60, short answer type 20, very short answer type 10, and adjective type 10 marks. Of course, there is no watertight compartment in the allocation of marks to different type of questions. Third, generally there are no overall option in the paper. Fourth, alternative questions are given. Fifth, the Central Board of Secondary Education, Delhi has introduced multiple set of question paper of course of the same standard. The main objective of this approach is to minimize copying in the examination. 6. For the guidance of the teachers to use suitable questions, question banks has been established at various places. 7. A Association of Indian Universities, New Delhi has published question banks in different areas at the college level. Several universities have also established examination reform units. 8. The NCERT and various school boards have published a good deal of lecture on examination and evaluation. 9. There has been a trend to provide assessment in the scheme of examinations. 10. Sessional marks are taken into consideration in the determination of final results in the internal examination of institutions. 11. Some progressive institutions take into account the home assignment also. 12. Credit is given to project work in various institutions. 3. The system of grading has been introduced in various places instead of awarding marks at various places. Grades at various places are given separately for internal assessment, external assessment, and aggregate assessment. 14. Students are now permitting to improve their grades. 15. Revaluation of answer scripts is also allowed at various places. Thus, we find that attempts are giving made to reduce in subjectivity and vagaries of examination. Educational achievement tests. A. Survey. Comprehensive examinations used to determine general academic standing. Second, B. Subject. Examination is satisfying fields, for example, economics, commerce, English, mathematics. C. Diagnostic. Cover a wide range of academic skill or in reading or arithmetic, for example, and are designed to reveal specific weaknesses and strengths.